The latest California food sensation is not a restaurant, it's a blog. Thug Kitchen is a profanity-laced vegan food blog that racked up 500,000 Facebook followers and praise from celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and Rachel Ray. The anonymous authors have just come out with a cookbook, and their secret is out. Thug Kitchen is a white couple from Hollywood. Now, Michelle Davis and Matt Holloway are fielding questions about the racial politics of their food vocabulary. Charles Monroe Kane caught up with them to talk about how we talk about food.
Michelle, I wonder if you, do you have the book in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
Could you read the opening of your book, like the first column? Would you mind starting there?
No, I don't mind at all.
It's exhilarating. It's like waiting in class to be called on, and you get called on, and you're like, oh, yes, my section has a swear word in it.
Welcome to Thug Kitchen, bitches. We're here to help. Our motto is simple. Eat like you give a f-. There is an aura of elitism surrounding healthy eating, and so many people tend to associate health with wealth. We couldn't identify with these beautiful bloggers and their big-ass kitchens, waxing poetic about fennel pollen. We live in the real world.
I remember the first time I saw it on Facebook, I'm like, what the hell is this? Your language is so stirring and so vulgar. Why the vulgar language?
You know, it makes us laugh. Vegans have this reputation, some well-earned, for being fussy and self-righteous. We don't want to be like that. We want to show people that just to, you know, if you want to be vegan or you just want to eat more vegetables, you don't have to change who you are. You can still be a normal person.
Quick reminder and aside here, we're going to try not to swear in this
Sorry,
interview.
That's right.
I thought you guys got all excited.
No problem.
Speaking of the recipes, can we go through one? I think if our listeners understand what you're doing, kind of the edge. Can you go through the beer and cauliflower recipe?
Yeah. Sure.
Which I'll do full disclosure, I cooked for 16 people recently and it was delicious.
So it's the roasted beer and lime cauliflower tacos with cilantro coleslaw. Pretty simple. You just chop the cauliflower into small florets, no bigger than a quarter. In a saucepan, you warm the beer, broth, lime juice, soy sauce, hot sauce, and garlic over medium heat. Add the cauliflower and simmer for about a minute and a half. Drain. You toss the spices, salt, and olive oil together in a large bowl. Add the cauliflower and onion. Dump it on a baking sheet and bake till brown, stirring halfway about 20 minutes.
In a carne asada world with tacos, do you really think people are going to eat cauliflower tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah, cauliflower is cheaper than carne asada.
After they try them, they will.
So are you in the kitchen? You're by yourself? You got some tunes on and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. What am I going to do?
We probably had NPR on.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, shoot, Matt.
You know, I've talked to so many people that I was going to be interviewing you today and they're like, oh, I love their blog. I love their website. Were you expecting to have such popularity?
No, there's no way. I mean, when we created it, it was like a free Tumblr account. There was no way that we could have anticipated the traffic that it has received.
Yeah, and we did it to make each other laugh. And we're happy other people, you know, latched onto it. But there's no way.
Tell me a bit more about yourself. So let's start with you, Matt. How did you get here? Like, who are you? I know you had some day, like, what was your day job?
You know, I worked in a mailroom. I was a production assistant, and it sucked. Fetching coffee and lunches for people, and I hated it.
Professionally, I worked in a grocery store on the floor of a grocery store for about 8 years. So I really got to see how regular people struggle with adopting a healthier lifestyle.
So you're saying that it's off-putting for you, these elites and more complicated vegan recipes and blogs and cookbooks. What is it about it that's off-putting for you?
You know, I'll say me going from a diet that was mostly Mountain Dew and frozen pizza to a vegetarian diet to now I'm on a vegan diet is a lot of it just, it's kind of condescending and it's really alienating. There's a lot of the author's personality that comes out in it and, you know, they wax poetic. And it's just, if for somebody who's new to that world, it's like, oh, I don't have your big kitchen. I don't have, you know, all these tools and I don't have all these ingredients. And I immediately give up.
Yeah, some of these authors don't realize that not everyone has access to outdoor space to grow their own herbs and vegetables. You know, not everybody can spend 6 hours going to 12 different farmers markets. And so it's really easy to tune out when the author's experiences that they're sharing as universal don't reflect yours.
I could see very easily your two young white folks from a city that this could be completely put in the category of hipster. Are you guys hipsters?
I think probably the first rule of being a hipster is denying you're a hipster.
Yes,
but,
you have to deny it.
But no, I mean, we don't wear a lot of plaid or suspenders or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't have a record player. I don't collect vinyl.
Yeah, we're not cooking ironically.
You know, it's interesting, though, for me, when I go back to language, you know, mm-hmm. for my generation, and I'm in my mid-40s, the word thug is synonymous with black or Latino gangs. And I think, you know, think Tupac Shakur's thug life, you know, tattooed across the stomach. Mm-hmm. You are not black or Latino. What makes you a thug?
We think of it more as an attitude. And have, you know, we understand that thug is a loaded word and has definitely only gotten more loaded in the past year and a half. But, you know, for us, it's always been about the attitude. The site is about being like a badass in the kitchen. And, you know, we joke that we're verbally abusing people into eating some more goddamn vegetables. So that's really the point.
I don't see that the word thug being synonymous with, you know, any particular person. It's just the personality. It's like it's an aggression, you know.
Michelle Davis and Matt Holloway are the authors of Thug Kitchen, a blog and now a cookbook. Charles Monroe Kane talked with them. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.